Welcome to the guided visualization, Seek Him with All Your Heart Through Prayer. Have a paper and pen nearby or your notes app for later. Remember, you can pause and grab it now. You can use this visualization anytime you want to deepen the connection between you and your Heavenly Father through prayer. He is always there. He is always listening. In Revelation 3, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Let's take this time to hear his voice and seek him with all our hearts through prayer. I invite you to sit or lay down with a straight spine. Place one hand on your heart and one hand on your stomach and take a nice deep breath in. Now close your eyes. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. With those three breaths, we have moved our body from fight and flight mode into rest and digest. Let's now enter the rest the Lord has to offer. Go ahead and put your arms to your side or in your lap, whichever is comfortable for you. Continue breathing comfortably. Take your cares and anxieties and put them on a bookshelf. You'll come back for them later. For now, it's just you and your breath. Imagine now your body and your spirit. See them as two separate entities. They look the same, though your spirit definitely is made of finer matter. Your spirit glistens and you see the light you came to earth with. If it feels comfortable, acknowledge your spirit and thank it for coming down to earth to receive your body. That was a big step. Now look on your body. It's been through a lot in the years since you've come to earth. Your body learned to breathe air, swallow, drink, digest food. Your skin, hair, and lungs got used to the oxygen and air here and balanced itself out after being in fluid for 9 months. You felt the first mortal sensations of thirst, hunger, and fatigue, and you have felt countless emotions in this body of yours. If it feels comfortable, thank your body for the leaps and bounds it has come since you were just a tiny newborn. Your body had no idea what to expect. Just as Jesus came down in the flesh and received his body, we wanted to do the same. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit." Now see your body and spirit come together in one purpose: to follow Jesus Christ's teachings, to experience this earth to the fullest extent, with both body and spirit unified in purpose and alive in Christ. Now take a nice deep breath and notice what it feels like to be unified and alive as one. And now exhale. Now see yourself, body and spirit, kneeling at the throne of God. Just like the beloved hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer," illustrates, see yourself living that hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne." When praying, what if we were to spend less time talking and more time just being with God? And when we were to speak, to give more heartfelt and specific expressions of gratitude and love? See yourself at his feet. You may not be able to see all of him or any of him in your imagination. Just take a moment to feel what it feels like in his presence. Notice how expansive he is. Notice how small you are in comparison. And yet, notice how he has all the time in the world for you. Perfect attention is on you now. Loving, gentle, a true father. as you've made this connection with your loving Father in heaven, now make all your cares and wishes known. Or, as President Nelson teaches, pour out your heart to Heavenly Father. Turn to Him for answers and for comfort. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ about your concerns, your fears, your weaknesses, yes, the very longings of your heart, and then listen to the thoughts that come to your mind. Go ahead and pray now. Enjoy the music while you connect and be with God. Find a paper and pencil or your notes app for writing if necessary.